pets are family, and that is a notion Melissa Little and Alicia Harrison take very seriously. Their Paws in the Park event brings together 70-plus local vendors and service providers from the animal world. From local makers and artisans to veterinarians, animal service providers, groomers, trainers, etc., and more. Harrison says, this will be a fun, family-friendly, pet-friendly event with some super cool attractions like wiener dog races presented by the Alberta Dachshund Rescue and K9 agility demonstrations by K9NRGY Agility Training, a 50-50 draw, raffle prizes, with proceeds going to Megan's rescue efforts, food trucks and so much more. One of our main goals is to bring focus to the many rescues in our area doing truly amazing work. We are proud to say that, among our list of vendors so far, we have 17 notable and renowned animal rescues from across Alberta, adds Little. Her own rescue pup came from Megan's Rescue Efforts Society, a great organization that helps cats and dogs find forever homes with loving families. Paws in the Park, Pit P, is the first of its kind in Airdrie. What makes this event unique is that celebrates pets of all kinds. Our goal is to have representation from all corners of the animal world, dogs, cats, horses, lizards, and birds, says Harrison. Ultimately, our goal is to celebrate the human-animal bond while also creating a sense of community and connectedness with animals, the land, and each other. While not specifically an adoption event, there will be 17 local rescues highlighting the important work they do, and some will bring adoptable animals or animal ambassadors from their organization. We have been so lucky to have the support of the City of Airdrie, who offered us amazing guidance and support since day one of our planning. We are so excited to have the uniquely beautiful Nose Creek Regional Park as the backdrop to our event, says Harrison. With Airdrie and its surrounding communities having such a dense demographic of animal lovers and pet enthusiasts, we really feel like this is the event that this area has been missing and why we've had so many truly talented artisans and animal experts sign up for our very first year. Little notes, we're also proud to say that the sale of animals is strictly prohibited at our event, allowing us to help shine a light on so many wonderful animal rescues that are working hard to find loving homes for adoptable animals and sharing their expertise on responsible pet guardianship. We are truly grateful for all the nonprofit organizations that are joining us on this journey. Harrison and Little thank their presenting sponsor Polite Pups Training and their other main sponsor K9NRGY Agility. These two amazing local companies put their trust in us for our very first year. We couldn't have done it without either of them. We'd also like to thank the City of Airdrie for all their guidance and support leading up to the event. Last but not least, we thank the incredible vendors who are joining us. Little concludes, planning the first ever, anything can be pretty scary with so many unknowns. Especially when there are so many outdoor summer festivals and markets for the public to choose from. Being that this is the first year for Paws in the Park, we have been working hard, investing in marketing and advertising to ensure we draw attendees. We are doing everything we can to ensure that not only do attendees have a great time but that our vendors are successful. Our hope is that this inaugural event is just the stepping stone to becoming Airdrie's must-attend annual pet event year after year. Learn more about Paws in the Park on Instagram and Facebook.